Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came to them and touched them and said, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain.
You may be seated. Thinking about where we are today and thinking about where we have been before today, one of the glaring differences is the amount of ability we have for communication. I think about how now pretty much everyone has a cell phone or a house phone. Now we have these fancy watches that can also make it where we can talk to people on the phone or communicate with one another. We can send emails, Facebook messages. It can go on and on. We have that ability to constantly communicate with one another. Now, that's not always been the case, obviously. There have been times where very few people had any type of cell phone. So if you would call, I remember when I was young, if you'd call someone's house and they did not answer, you had no way to really know where they were. You had no way to be able to tell them whatever it was that you were calling them for. And then the kicker is those individuals who didn't even have an answering machine. So you couldn't leave a message to say that you had called, because caller ID wasn't a thing at that point. We didn't have the numbers that came up on our phones saying, "Hey, such and such is calling you." So communication has come in a long way, and that's a great thing, and it's also something that has hurt us as a society, because now we feel like we can say anything at any point, anywhere. And we can get a hold of one another. And we've become to where it's in our minds, it's easy to communicate. But when we think about God, is it that easy for God to communicate with us? In our scripture today, we are seeing this event that is known as the Transfiguration. Peter and some of the other disciples are going up with Jesus, and they see Moses and Elijah. And then we see Peter say, "Jesus, I'll make three spots, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And then all of a sudden, things get a little crazy. They see these white robes, this light, the skies open up, and they hear God say, "This is my Son, the Beloved." listen to him. Listen to him. And we see the disciples who are worried, scared, thinking, what is going on? But then Jesus comes and says, do not be afraid. You know, these disciples have already chosen to go and to follow Christ. These particular disciples are considered kind of that inner circle of Christ and of Christ's group of 12. But I still think these disciples needed a little more. Needed a little more so they could know of the magnitude of who Christ was. That communication that God has put before him, opening up the skies, saying, this is my beloved. Listen. Listen to him. But then to know that we are not to be afraid. That we are not to be afraid. And for us, as we think about our own faith journeys, how we are as disciples of Christ, Are we truly being open to where God leads? Truly being open to where Christ is calling us? Because the communication that we have with God is not always the same as what God's doing with these disciples. God does not open up the heavens and earth for us each and every time that God's communicating with us. But yet, God speaks to us in so many ways. Through different people in our lives, through readings that we have in Scripture, or not readings that we have maybe with devotionals or different types of text. God speaks to us in dreams. And being open to that communication. Being open to where God is leading us so that we can fulfill whatever call God has laid on our hearts. You know, when we think of call that God could leave, we do. We think of going into ministry. We think of the pulpit. We think of church staff. But we forget that God is calling each and every one of us to something. Somewhere. So that we, in the space that we are at, may help others know of Christ. Help others understand that presence of God, that presence of Christ. And so that then God can communicate to others through us. But being open so that we can hear. So that we can hear God, and then that light of Christ that is inside of us, it shines brighter. It's ignited in another person, and in another person. And then that transfiguration that we read about, that blinding by the light, that would happen. For us, and for our world. That our world be so bright, so that others are blinded by the light of Christ. Being open to that communication from God, being open to how God moves to us so that that light of Christ, that it be able to blind people, because that light of Christ is so bright. Within our world, within ourselves, within our communities that we claim to be with, our families, our friends. Being open to that communication that can come in so many ways, just like communication now comes in so many ways, and at any point, because that's what God does for us, communicates to us in so many ways, and at any point, and for us to be open to hear, so that light of Christ, that call that we have to spread the light of Christ, however that looks for each and every one of us, that we'd be able to fulfill that calling, to fulfill where God is leading, and not be afraid. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you that you speak to us in so many different ways and forms. And Lord, we just ask that you help us be open to hearing, open to understanding, and willing to go where you lead. And Lord, that we not be afraid, because Christ is with us each and every day. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.